In today's gospel, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. In Lamentations 3, Jeremiah expresses the full and contradictory experience of suffering. Jeremiah writes, "My soul continually thinks of my suffering and is bowed down within me. And yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases." And he goes on to say, "Much as God's love never ceases, his tears also never cease." And Jeremiah, as Luke mentioned in his meditation, is playing the role of an advocate. And Jesus calls the Spirit our advocate. The Hebrew people were familiar with the concept of a prophet as an advocate. They were familiar with the prophet not speaking lofty hope and triumphant power over voices of suffering. When Jesus promises an advocate, he is not promising a powerful way out of suffering, and they know it. Our advocate, Spirit, does not offer us an escape from lament, but the empowerment to voice it, to listen to it from others, to find solidarity, to allow the laments of others to become our own. And from that shared experience of suffering to say, "The love of the Lord never ceases, but neither do my tears." Both. And more than both. As Jeremiah voices, we are hurt, we are angry, we have been wronged, we have done wrong. Help us. Why are you silent? And yet you are here, but where are you? All of it. All of what you personally are feeling, all of the sorrow, fear, shame, anger, and odd bits of joy and hope speckled in there. All of it. Again, all of it, not just our own suffering, but the suffering of others, prisoners cooped up waiting for COVID to find them, families grieving alone, patients dying alone, healthcare workers watching patients die alone, people in COVID-induced poverty, First Nations people whose communities are being hit unfairly hard by this, even as federal government pushes past their sovereignty in their attempts to keep their own communities safe. LGBT plus youth stuck in unsupportive homes, victims of domestic violence, neighbors with no homes to stay in amid stay-at-home orders. Shelter in what place, they might ask. And somehow God's love remains. All of it. And it makes no sense at all. What even is love in a time of trauma? The gift of Spirit in times of trauma is the ability to feel and voice and inhabit that which does not make sense. Someone on Facebook today asked, "What is the point of God in the time of global trauma? That's a big question, a good question that we'll be answering for years to come. But one answer that I gave was this. The point of God in a time of global trauma is empowerment to grieve. Not only that, it's an advocate sitting with us in the mess of grief and rage and hints of hope and moments of laughter, followed again by moments of despair, and God enables us to feel it and to voice it. The point of God is the ability to lament in honesty and in solidarity. And so may the Holy Spirit so empower you this week. Amen.